This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Time for the top five at five. Rick Butler brought to you this afternoon by CNB.
Gentlemen, here we go. Number one, earlier this morning, Tennessee launched their newest initiative, which is a fundraising plan to ensure that Tennessee's ability to provide a transformational student-athlete experience for current and future Vols and Lady Vols. It's a big fundraising program that we've kind of discussed a little bit throughout the show so far, but it also includes some updated renovation plans to Neyland Stadium, among other things. So this was a big thing that was announced. I think we would probably be talking about it a little bit more if it didn't come off the heels of the baseball ticket controversy. But this is definitely a very large initiative that Tennessee is locking in.
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing fundraising stuff, you put a goal on it, right? And their goal is, was it $500 million or $300 million?
Their goal
was $500 million.
$500 million, I believe.
Half a billion dollars.
That is correct. With an ultimate goal of $500
million. $1 million.
The public launch is bolstered by close to $200 million already committed. So almost halfway there.
Does it feel completely alien to you guys that baseball has sucked all the oxygen out of the room? In Knoxville, as far as
yes, so absolutely. We even got a tweet just a couple minutes ago that basically said, "Oh, I wish I could find it right here." But it was basically a tweet that said, "Man, take the money and put it into the baseball stadium instead of Neyland. Like, we got to go with our winners." And it's just crazy to think that we would be in
it
this
sounds
position
good
where
now.
We're not wanting to renovate Neyland freaking stadium.
It sounds good on June 9th. I guarantee you, in October, people will be baseball. What? Are we fielding a team this year? Baseball.
I don't think it'd be that far. Yeah, not now, but
Football is still football, and we'll get there right now. But this has been such an awesome, I'm not even going to say distraction. It's just it's a cool new thing that hopefully we get to do every year. At this time,
well, it just goes back to what you always say. People think that, you know, things are going horrible. You guys must love this. It's like, no. It's a lot easier when we're really good at something to come in and talk about.
Quote
it.
Phil, I want to win. Win. I want to win. I want to win.
Win.
Whatever. W.
Here we go. Number two, guys. I imagine the shortest conversation of all time might have happened this morning, as Peyton Manning is officially selected as the 35th member of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame, according to since the late Pat Bowlen launched the idea of the Ring of Fame over 3 decades ago. He will be inducted. His 4 seasons with the Broncos from 2012 to 2015 were historical in almost every way. They won 50 regular season games, 4 AFC West titles, 2 AFC championship games, and, of course, Super Bowl 50.
Congratulations.
When he could barely feel the football in his hand.
That defense was nasty.
Yeah, it was, but that first Super Bowl they went to was, yeah, that was him.
The two Broncos teams that they took, one of them was strictly all him, all offense, all the time. The second one they took was shut down defense, lights out.
Let him manage the game, not make any mistakes.
I don't know if Champ Bailey was there in the second run, but either way, congratulations to one Peyton Manning. Number three. Your NBA MVP has been announced, and Nikola Jokic has become the 6th international player to win the award as that news comes down last night. He was a 41st overall pick in the NBA draft 7 years ago, and yesterday was his moment. Jokic is your MVP.
Such a unique player. If you haven't got to see him play, I mean, obviously the Nuggets are are still rolling along. A 7-footer, 285 pounds is what he's listed at, and it's just hard to describe his type of game. It's so unique. The only thing that I really compare it to is if you remember Arvydas Sabonis or Vlade Divac, he's like those guys, just 10 times better. he can absolutely do it all, man. He's got the low post moves, but they run their entire offense through him, and it's not old school, let's throw the ball to him in the post. They give him the ball up top, and he's one of maybe the best passer in the game. He can shoot. He does have the low post moves. Just a fantastic player.
It really is. He's like the last big man that it's generational that I can remember is watching Dirk a decade ago, but even Jokic is completely different in the fact that he can dribble the ball, and he is bigger at the same time. So that's crazy. But anyways, all right, number four. This is a crazy story. Cleveland Browns chief of staff, Callie Brownson. By the way, two quick things. One, I thought that chief of staff was a political position for the president. Number two, Callie Brownson was born to work for the Browns, right? I mean, come on. It's in the name.
Okay.
She has been suspended by the team after being charged with drunken driving. Ooh. She will not lose her job. But here's the crazy thing, man. She was reportedly driving 55 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. She was stopped at about 12:30 a.m. at night. Her blood alcohol content was almost 0.22.
Wow.
Almost three times.
She's blitzed.
She was blitzed. The legal limit, unbelievable. So she is suspended, not losing her job, but the Browns' chief of staff, again, a position I thought was reserved for the president. She is in some deep, deep waters.
It's not a good look.
I'm just going to throw this out here, not trying to be provocative.
Have any of us blown that high before?
I know for a fact that I have not.
Going to ask at all. I've never actually blown on a
they used to have them in the bars.
Breathalyzer. So this is a female chief of staff. That's interesting, right?
Yes, it is.
Congrats to the Haslam family for being so woke and progressive.
Also, I feel like this is the same kind of punishment that would be handed down for a male in that role.
That's what I was going to ask.
So equality. I think that the step.
Would it? Or would the man just be fired if you're driving, if you blow a .22? I feel like this might be a little bit of female privilege.
Well, what does the chief of staff
do? She hurt anybody?
That's my first question.
I don't know. I'm so anti-drunk driving. I think she should be fired immediately.
I'm just asking if she were a dude and this were, you know, just some.
Hell, I don't know. I mean, Andy Reid bent over backwards to try and give Andy Reid's kid the benefit of the doubt. And, I mean, he just destroyed that little girl's life. She'll never be the same.
I'm not saying they didn't fire her just because she's a woman. I'm just asking, did they not fire her just because she's a woman?
Three times the legal limit's wild. Anyways, number five.
Very dangerous.
I have two stories involving a Florida woman. One of them is going to get saved for a Rickroll this week because we need a lot more time to truly break it down.
Okay.
But here we go. Number five, a Florida woman was attacked. Yep, attacked by a 7-foot alligator while walking her dog. No good. No good. A 43-year-old woman was out walking her dog near a lake in Palm Harbor when the alligator, unprompted, just charged at this woman and her dog. She was
taking an alligator.
I don't think unprompted is necessary.
Rick is stunned that an alligator would charge. So that's basically what it's looking at is dinner.
Well, this is my fair question here. I believe it's fair at least. Some animals will charge you unprovoked. Some you would need to, you know, instigate them. We talked about bears last week for like 10 minutes, right?
I can tell you an animal.
One of
ten
them,
times
you don't
dangerous.
Have to do anything and it'll come after you. The other, if you are just peaceful next to it, it really won't do anything. I didn't know if alligators were the same.
No,
they want to find out.
I'll tell you what I figured out in the past few days watching some
the hippo videos.
The hippos hunt.
Oh yeah,
they prefer like somewhere down the line they figured out that humans taste good to them. They like eating human beings.
Hippos are the most rounded athletes of the animal kingdom.
What? Have you seen the one where it keeps up with a boat for pretty
like,
good ways?
It keeps coming up. It's kind of like bobbing
like
the
a
water
dolphin.
As it swims afterwards.
Haunting
and scary.
Giant, big round teeth.
What's the protocol? How do you? What
you
do
stay
you
stay the hell away from? They kill twice as many humans as they do lions.
If you're on a boat and it wrecks your boat, flips you over, and you're in the water, and the hippos tries to eat you, what do you do?
Nothing.
Shove you in front of me and swim like hell.
Jab the eyeballs? Do you? Can you kick it? Is there anything you can do?
I mean, you've seen a hippo at a zoo, right? You've seen how big those seem, and they're like.
I think that Bear's right. I think I just got to swim faster than anybody else.
But they're really
fast. Terrified.
I think you're wrong. I think running away is – you're not going to run away. Like Bear said, they're really fast. They're going to get you. I think you got to fight.
If we're in the water, though, like we're all toast.
What do I have?
We're all toast.
I don't know. I mean, you'll reach for a blunt object and try and jab it in the side. That would be my strategy.
You go after the eyes.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's painful no matter what the – animal is so painful that it would, if I can jab something, a projectile in its eyes, even if I have to use my bare hands just trying to like claw, gouge its eyes out.
You're not
out.
Trying to put your knife down through the ear.
I mean, if I have an ear for a knife, for sure, I'd use that, but I'm going for the eyeball because I just feel like eyeballs
you gotta find some
are
kind
universal.
Of access into the brain.
Everybody's going to, you get something in the eyeball or you hurt its eyeball, it's going to forget about you and just be writhing in pain, and that would give you the time you need to perhaps get away.
I kind of feel like we'd and a hippo rolls in here, we're all four dead.
And that right there is your top 5 for 5.
Thank you.
There's Rick. Another crazy animal story I can't believe you didn't touch base on. I'm a little disappointed in you.
I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm caught up to date on all of the crazy animal stories out there. The Rick roll that we have with this other Florida woman, though, whenever we get to it in the week, might be the craziest story I've seen in at least a week or two. But again, we need a lot more time to fully break that down.
In a week or two?
Citizens National Bank is the official bank of the drive. Check them out online at cnbtn.com. If you're looking for a mortgage loan, you're looking to refinance, now's a great time to do that. CNB can help make your dream home a reality. Let Citizens National Bank find the right mortgage loan for you. They've got competitive rates and various term options. Plus, they're right here in your community to help you finance a new home or refinance your existing home. Find out more online at cnbtn.com. All right, we're going to go open lines the rest of the way here. If you want to jump in, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. If you're just joining us, Tennessee fans mad online, big mad after the tickets for the weekend series against LSU went on sale. They make it a big deal of this. We've been talking about it for 2 days now, right? Tickets go on sale Wednesday morning at 8:30. Everybody was ready. The three and out guys were talking about it. 8:30 came, boom. Tennessee fans are ready with their dialing fingers. They're calling over and over and over again, trying to get through. And apparently, nobody got through.
Apparently, nobody.
I did hear from, there were two people that I know of that were able to get tickets.
Wow. Do you know what time like they might have started calling or what time the phone was answered?
In the 8:30 to 9 o'clock window.
So, in the supposed window.
Yeah. But most people were not able to get tickets. There were a lot of people showing the screenshots of their phones. They called 100 times plus. They've been calling for half an hour. And not only did they not get the tickets, they never were – it was always busy or they went to some sort of recording and they never got to speak to a person. A lot of people upset about this. And – to make matters worse, from a PR perspective, and I don't think this is a mountain in the long run. This is a molehill, right? But an hour or so later, Danny White announces the new fundraising campaign we just got through talking about. And to me, it's just you want to get that right. You want to get this ticket thing right. And if they only had 500 or so tickets up for grabs, knowing that thousands, tens of thousands of people literally, we're going to be calling, trying to get those tickets. They should have done a better job of basically saying, look, this is going to be like a lottery, folks. It's going to be hard to get these tickets. They should have made that known yesterday and Monday, in my opinion, so that fans weren't so disappointed. Because I feel like a lot of people thought, yeah, I might have to call a couple of times, might have to wait on hold, but I'm going to get these tickets. And it doesn't seem like they ever had much of a chance because there were so few to begin with.
I totally think you're right. And so much of, I think, what is truly wrapped up in the story is about transparency. With everybody able to immediately and instantly get or just receive information, I really think that whatever company you're talking about, whatever organization you're talking about, needs to really have transparency in their messages to those people. If Tennessee had a little bit more transparency, even if, you know, again, it might have not been the best look last night, people might have been a little bit upset, but you're not going to have just the strong wave of reactions coming in today. Maybe if that had just set up a little bit better. Hey, our tickets are limited, though. Again, I went back through the tweets. I went back through the press releases. I went back through everything they said about these tickets this morning. None of it said that you should expect any kind of limited number. And again, maybe that's something that you should have expected going into it. I'm sure everybody did. But we do believe that that number was so low in the end. It would have been nice for a lot of people.
I think the thing you got to put out a tweet or something on your website, utsports.com, they should have an article, right? These tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. And then it should be in the lead. A very limited number of tickets are available. We cannot guarantee you you'll be able to purchase these. There aren't many. You're probably not going to be set. Go ahead and let people know. Don't set them up for the big failure. And this is just the recurring theme with Tennessee and these PR disasters the past 15 years is it's so avoidable.
Yeah.
It's so avoidable. This is not hindsight being 2020. You would have known this at the time. Somebody in that ticket office says, look, we only got 500 tickets. I'm getting calls left and right already. Y'all need to let these people know that they're probably not going to be able to get them.
Totally
agree.
This
is easily avoidable situation.
Yeah, you know, the video game industry in 2020, it had $160 billion in revenue. And what those companies do, genuinely, is some of them will have kind of these fallout reaction teams. So when they know they're about
we need one of those here at Fan Run.
Also, like, that's what UT needs. You need a team to go into a situation and say, before you do that, here's how people are going to react.
Yes.
And you make decisions. If somebody had said, Russell, if you or I, we went to whoever, you know, was planning this last night, and we went to them and said, whoa, 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 hey, you guys have 150 tickets? Well, you have thousands of people going to be calling in. You need to go ahead and do something now because we are projecting the fallout. That's what they need to do, and I'm kind of shocked that maybe they haven't already. You always have to be thinking about the fallout. I really believe that in today's day and age.
I feel like this is an extension of our consulting firm that we were going to start.
Yeah, nothing shocks me anymore when it comes to UT and these PR disasters. Let's get Andy in here next. Andy, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, I can tell you on the ticket situation, I called from 8:30 to almost 9:30 straight, and I called about 285 times.
Oh!
What?
That's wild.
Now, I thought that they had put out an announcement at approximately 8:59 or half an hour after they went on sale that they were sold out.
Well, I could not – I wasn't where I could – catch any sort of statement. Even if they had put it out like on a website or something,
well, again,
all I had was my phone and I just kept spam calling, you know? So even if they had done that, I wouldn't have got it unless it was on the
Even if you're, again, preparation, right? They should have known.
Yeah.
And then you have a message that's ready to go as soon as you are sold out, where all the phone, as soon as that number rings, we're sorry, we're sold out. Better luck next time, you know, whatever it says, so that poor Andy sitting here, he doesn't get it for the first half, and then he wastes another half hour calling for tickets that have been sold out for half an hour.
The only way I found out was it finally gave me a message when I called in. It said, they're sold out. If you want to talk about anything else, we can talk about that. I'm like, all right. Well, no, I don't want to talk about anything else, so, you know, so I just hung up. But the other thing is, you tell me if I'm out of line here, but I feel like 8 tickets, and that's what I've been told per donor family or household or whatever you want to call it. I feel like that's egregious. I think
I kind of agree with you.
Like, is that confirmed?
I thought it was supposed to be 4.
Yeah. If they let all the season ticket holders get 8 tickets, first of all, that seems like they would be gone.
There's
gonna
be a lot of LSU people in
there. Maybe that's what happened, but.
And that's hearsay. I don't know.
I hope that's not happened.
they're not sharing that, but that's what I've heard. So
yeah, because I expect
– I just feel like that's a misstep. If that's what happened, that's a misstep.
Well, if, you know? If we get into this weekend and there is, a bunch of blue hairs sitting on their hands in that stadium and the atmosphere suffers, that's going to be – somebody's going to have to answer for that. Or, B, if there's a bunch of LSU fans –
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be in a Roane County race.
That's unacceptable. That better not happen, man.
If we have donors get 8 tickets and turn around
selling half of them,
only 1 or 2 people going to need 8 tickets, man. They're going to turn and flip them. So if they're flipping tickets, you know, and LSU fans are getting them, that's insane.
They'll be hell to pay if that happens.
I know, man. But yeah, I mean, is half tongue in cheek here, but you know, I told you last time I called, I've never been to a loss. You know? And if we lose this weekend, which I mean, I don't think we will, but I feel like this blood's kind of on Danny's hands now. You know,
that stadium doesn't have the same atmosphere. If it doesn't have the same atmosphere it's had because of some boneheaded experiment he decided to do, yeah.
Yeah, he eliminated my chance. Yeah. I give out all the if it was 8 tickets, and you know he cuts out the little guy that can't afford, you know. But I like how they pointed out too. I felt like this was kind of twisting the knife a little bit. Where during the presser, have you guys viewed the presser where they explain it all away?
Yeah.
They pointed out that if you were a donor and it was only $175, watch how much that goes up next year. Watch how much that goes up for baseball next year.
But that's fine.
So he can point that out now, but let's see if it follows suit next year, buddy, because you're going to price this out again.
They're going to raise the prices. That's to be expected. I don't have a huge problem with that as long as it's not too exorbitant. But, again, you explained away the problem after the fact. Put that out there first. Do it ahead of time.
Exactly.
We'll wait until everybody's already pissed off. Say, "Oh, this is what happened." Just say, "This is what's going to happen," and then nobody's mad.
I have a fan run question real quick before I get off here. Can we get a voluntary reaction this weekend? I mean, these are some big games. Can we get one maybe Saturday or Sunday? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do.
I feel like Saturday's probably easier.
We'll do it. And we should have been doing them. I've been in and out of town, but we'll put something together for this weekend for sure.
All right, man. We need you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andy. Voluntary reaction, Tennessee baseball edition, coming up this weekend. It's going to be stellar. It'll
be glorious.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
The Drive.
All right, time for a little hot take, cold take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. We'll start on the baseball field. Tennessee should pitch Blade Tidwell first Saturday night.
No. Cold take. I think we ought to keep him on that second day.
I'd say it's a hot take, man. Chris Burke got me thinking today. That game one is all important.
Did we ask Burke this?
You have to win game one, he said. And he basically said
– He said that LSU's best chance to win the series is by taking game one.
Well, let's throw our nastiest guy that you're going to have the trouble – is pitching the best right now.
I don't think you mess with your – you don't want to mess with your rotation right now.
Well, we already have. We're pitching Heflin last. I mean, we've already done that. We didn't pitch Dallas first in the SEC tournament.
I don't feel like the Super Regional's the time to go moving Blade Tidwell around.
You know, I'm going to cold take it as well with Bear. I like the organization that you currently have. I like what Chad Dallas brings to the table on an opening start, the way he can eat innings, the way he doesn't have to hit the bullpen too much, and it's just consistent. I think you know what you're going to get with him. Look, he's got 10 wins on the year for a reason, maybe even 11 or 12 now. He's the guy that has gotten you here on the starting games. I think you stick with that. And again, if you lose Friday, there's nobody else I want on the planet more than Blade Tidwell on Saturday and Sunday.
Danny White's $500 million fundraising campaign will be a success?
That's so hard to say right now because I think there's still so much financial uncertainty, actually worldwide, and fallout from COVID and basically the world economy being shut down for the better part of a year, different parts of it. I don't know. That's a lot of money these days, man.
I'm going to say it's a hot take, and I'll couch that by saying I don't know that you have to necessarily have to hit your goal of $500 million for it to be a success. If you hit $400 million, if you hit $350 million, between $300 and $400 million within whatever the time frame is, 5 years, that's a lot of, this almost $500 million. That's going to be absolutely huge for the university moving forward. So success, that's in the eye of the beholder. I think that they will bring in a lot of money.
Yeah, excellent points by you guys. I'm going to agree as well. I think that there's a better chance that Danny White is going to be far more successful here than not. And so I do think that the fundraising game is going to be a big part of the plan. I don't know if it's exactly 500, but I'd say that it is going to be successful.
All right, and finally, Leonard Skinnerd. Concert planned at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena November 5th. It's part of the Big Wheels Keep On Turning tour.
Big Wheels
Proud Mary.
What?
Big Wheels Keep On Turning. Proud Mary keeps on rolling. No. Rolling down the river.
Oh, Rick.
No, I just nailed that.
God.
I'm sorry. I nailed it. Rick, are you making something up? No. I'm giving you the lyrics to Proud Mary.
Yeah, Rick, it's a good song.
But we're talking about Leonard Skinner.
Skinner, dude.
You just interrupted Russ's deal. Go ahead.
Rick, are you from Dallas, okay? I mean, like, it's the South, but it's not the South. Are you not familiar with the works of Leonard Skinner?
Very familiar with the works of Leonard Skinner.
I mean, listen, Brandon.
I don't think
I
you
once
are.
I once claimed that they were my favorite band, but
Big
I have a tie
turning.
With the Proud Mary song, so if you're going to give me that lyric, that's the first one that comes to my head. And I guarantee you I'm not the only one.
Rick, slow down.
I'm talking about Skinner here. Okay. I say Big Wheels Keep On Turning.
We're doing hot take,
in
cold
reference
take.
To a Leonard Skinner show. Right. What does
Do you know the second line to that? To the Leonard Skinner song?
Carry me home to see my friends.
No, the second line, I'm sorry. You know what? This was my bad. So it's my bad.
All right.
They don't
okay.
want to interrupt the
Can we continue
Listen,
on
don't
with our segment?
Don't let this define you.
Although I do feel
bounce
like
back stronger.
The Proud Mary
All right,
is a good one.
Let's get back into the
You can
We should talk
You can
about
overcome
Proud
this.
Proud Mary.
Anyway, Skinnerd, TBA, November 5th. Leonard Skinnerd, still worth seeing live.
You mean Gary Rossington and friends?
I'm saying Leonard Skinnerd.
No. It's like Gary Rossington and Ricky Medlock and a whole bunch of people I've never heard of. No.
It's his nephew, right? Is it Ronnie Van Zant?
No, it's his little brother.
Johnny? Who is the one who – Ronnie's the guy who –
Yeah, Ronnie died. I think this is Johnny. One of the other ones was in 38 Special. I don't know. He's been in the band a hell of a lot longer than Ronnie. But, no, it's not.
I'm gonna say it's a hot take, man.
I'm saying cold because that band, Leonard Skinner, died in that swamp down in Mississippi back in 77.
I'm saying a hot take. Yes, we would all love to see the original lineup, preferably in 1975. That's not an option. I've seen I've seen Skinner three or four times. I can't remember. I've seen them multiple times in his nephew and those guys.
You see him with Ronnie?
It's a great show. He sounds just like him. He looks just like him.
He doesn't sound just like him.
It's not the real. I get that. There's nothing we can do there. We can't clone. We can't resurrect Ronnie Van Zant. It's a great show. Rick, I think you need to go. I think it would be a good way for you to redeem yourself from what just happened on the show. If you're a real Skinnerd fan, you wouldn't confuse Proud Mary with Sweet Home Alabama.
I mean, it was so egregious that I can't wait to let Oric know. He's good.
Warwick will be proud that I have a broader music range than he believed I did in the first place. That's what I say.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not even disappointed. I feel a little sad for you. I feel like we need to do something to fix this.
I would love to go to this concert. I mean, I can't answer the question of still worth it to go, but I would say that, hell,
you
dude,
have
I, would,
a good
I would like to see anybody before I can
they
never
play,
see them
they
again.
They play all the hits. They lean into it.
I mean, how old's Gary now? He's got to be close to 80.
Yeah, they might have to wheel some of those guys, the survivors, out there. But
well, I mean, Gary's the last one.
That is Hot Take, Cold Take. It's brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. You can check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Remember, Blue Water wants to reward fan-run listeners to show its appreciation for all the referrals they've been getting from us here at Fan Run. To do that, they're giving you a discount on all services and repairs, which is a great thing because it's time to start turning on the AC, as most of you have already done. And unfortunately, sometimes you get into that. It's getting real hot out there. Your AC is going to be running and running and running. And problems happen. If it does, you need to call on Blue Water Climate Control like so many others have before. You can go online and read their reviews there, and you'll see all these stories about how other companies came in, tried to fix their problem, but it was Blue Water that came in and did it the right way and got it done. Call the guys who do the right repair the right way the first time. Blue Water Climate Control, your locally owned and operated, veteran-owned and operated heating and air specialists. 865-299-2290 is their number. Tell them Fan Run sent you. 865-299-2290. Online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Back to the phones. Sean is up next. Good afternoon, Sean.
Afternoon. Long time no talk to
you. Hey, hope you're doing well, buddy.
I am well, thank you. I heard you all talking about Skinner and Bear. I have to disagree. We went down to Jacksonville a couple years ago for Leonard Skinner's Last of the Street Survivors, what was deemed to be their last hometown concert. It was Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, Blackberry Smoke, Charlie Daniels, and Skinner. And I've seen Skinner multiple times, but for some reason, when they came out and did Freebird, Johnny Van Zant came out with Ronnie's hat on.
I'm sure he did.
Behind him. They had Ronnie behind him on the big screen, and they were both singing at the same time. It was absolutely awesome. And I've also met Johnny Van Zant, who was unbelievable to hang out with, in a bar in New York during the Jacksonville Titans playoff game.
Oh, yeah, you told us that story.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm old.
Awesome show. I understand, but
I remember Ronnie.
On him yet.
It's not Leonard Skinner without Ronnie. That's just how I am. Well, you're not going to change my mind.
If I gave you tickets to go see Paul McCartney, you wouldn't go, no, John Lennon ain't going to be there. Like, come on, dude.
Paul McCartney's not out with three dudes pawning it off as damn Beatles.
All this? Why are you being so crotchety, dude?
Because it's not Leonard Skinner.
Oh, man.
It is.
Just like it wasn't Led Zeppelin without Bonham.
Hating ass bear.
Been Johnny Van Zant since, what, 75?
No, the crash was in 77, dude.
Sorry, I was off by 2 years. Forgive me, Bear.
You don't even know your band. I mean, it's one of my all-time favorite bands. It's just not. And that Billy Powell's gone.
Hey, Sean, don't
Everybody's
listen to him.
Dead except
Go
for Gary.
Go to TVA, enjoy yourself, rock out,
absolutely
have a great time.
Right.
Yeah, but don't let's not. Let's not act like it's the same. It's not, bro. I mean, they do a great job. They've done a lot of fun shows over the year. I've seen them a ton.
I never saw Ronnie. I've seen a lot of documentaries in that, and there's a lot on Amazon about it, so I've never seen Ronnie, so I can't compare. Obviously, I wasn't born until 77, but it's Skinner to me is Johnny Van Zant.
I feel bad for you, bro. I really do.
Don't let him bring you down, Sean. You rock out.
I've spoken. That's
hold
it.
Your head high, my friend.
Is that something like the Bon Scott and AC/DC?
It's like Van Hagar, yes.
Van Hagar, I love it. Guys, I'm enjoying the show. Russ, you know me. I listen. I don't call all the time.
Like, yeah, man.
Job in that and more responsibilities, but I've always got you guys on in the background.
Great to hear from you. Thank you, Sean. 865-546-8200. Oh, man, the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. A great two-part expose on South Carolina's coaching search. the first part dealing with the firing of Will Muschamp, the second part dealing with the coaching search that ultimately netted Shane Beamer. And they went through the docu-dump. You know, they go and request all the emails and stuff because they're state employees, and so they have to turn it over. And it's so cute the way they try and do a coaching search. I mean, it's nothing like the way we do it here.
I was a little offended.
It did get me, though. It did get me fired up for the next big UT docu-dump, which you know is coming soon. Which you know is coming very soon. And we're going to get two of them. We're going to get two of them. The Danny White docu-dump, first of all, I don't expect much out of that because he probably is smart enough not to do many emails, and most of his key conversations were held over phones or face-to-face.
Fulmer and Pruitt, though?
But the Fulmer Pruitt, because you know Fulmer, and you know both of them, but particularly Fulmer's a little older. You know those
emails.
That's
why I think there may not be a lot of emails from him.
You know those emails and phone records and texts are out there. You know they're out there. I mean, I'm sure there were burners involved that we'll never see the light of day. But
you think we're going to see?
We're going to get some interesting stuff.
You think we're going to see, like, Trey's name in any emails?
Well, maybe. I mean, yeah, we might see reporters and stuff.
Damn Trey Wallace.
But
you damn kids.
Yeah, we're going to get two of them, man. And I'm surprised that we haven't gotten the first one yet, but you know it's coming. They drag this out.
I think they're trying to control it right now as much as they can.
Well, they can't. They're gonna have to put it out. It's the law, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's such a, you know.
They'll make the new Sentinel or Gannett drag them to court, and it'll be just another. UT will have to pay the legal fees for it because they're gonna have to do it because it's the law. And they're going to have to turn out these records.
Why not release them on a Friday?
UT is going to make them go ahead and pay for whatever the new Sentinel or whoever, WBIR, whoever does it, ESPN, whoever, to pay their legal fees. And that'll just be another couple of $100,000 added to the pile of wasted money that is the UT Athletics Department for no reason, right? Rather than just turn them over like they know they're going to have to. They're going to fight it in court for no reason and have to legal fees too.
Why would you not just put it out, like put it up? You know, not put it out, but have like a link to it on the UT website and just
I don't know, man,
fly under the radar.
Well, they're not going to put it on their website. I mean, they're not going to have anything to do with it. They're not going to comment on it or anything. But
they're going to turn it over.
People are going to report on it. And –
it's boneheaded. But I'll tell you the funniest thing about that thing. I texted you immediately when I was reading part two of that article about South Carolina. Rich Bisaccia.
The obligatory Rich Bisaccia sighting. They're trying to steal our swag.
I mean, it's our deal.
It's not a Tennessee coaching search until Rich Bisaccia's name gets thrown in there.
Yeah, is he going to be on staff or could he perhaps be the head coach candidate?
Well, he's always
the candidate for special teams
coordinator.
It's Kentucky taking our checkerboards and acting like they invented that. You don't take Rich Bisaccia.
They talked to Todd Monken, Josh Conklin, who used to be the defensive coordinator here under Dooley for a year. Or no, he wasn't coordinator, but he was a secondary coach for a year or two, I think, under Dooley.
They talked
to Dan Quinn. That would have been a good hire. Why did they not hire? Quinn wanted that job. You could have hired a guy who's been to the Super Bowl, a guy who won a Super Bowl as an assistant at
Seattle, yeah.
And a guy that has coaching experience in this league at Florida.
The architect of the Legion of Boom.
You chose Shane Beamer over that guy?
Yeah.
What are you doing, South Carolina? That's dumb, man. You're dumb. You know Shane Beamer's getting fired in 5 years. You know that, right?
Everybody
Three.
Yeah.
What is the over-under on how long Shane Beamer lasts? 3.5 years?
Yeah.
You take him to the under. I'll give him 4.
I'll give him 4.
I'm going under. Because now they've got a taste of how easy it really is to blow out these guys when they blew out, what's his name? Crazy Eyes.
If Tennessee is smart, and they're not, but if they were, they would release the document Friday night.
Yeah.
They were released at Friday because, first of all, it's a Friday news dump. But second of all, we will be so out of our minds
That's what for I was
this
basically
baseball
saying,
series
yeah.
that nobody's even going to notice.
You need to lead the Tennessee Fallout Crisis Management team. That's what you would tell them in advance?
I'm telling you, there'd be a couple of people I know that would notice.
Oh, yeah, we would notice because –
I mean, we'd notice,
but we wouldn't get it. It wouldn't be the dominant topic of conversation Monday on the show because that'll be the baseball series.
Well, and here's the thing as well. I think like
depends on how much Red Bull Trey drank over the weekend.
Yeah,
you might see it.
So I think certainly, you know, as one of the contributors for FanRunRadio.com on a Friday night, that's not the story that I'm rushing out to go cover. You know, there's other things. I'm focused on baseball, so I do think that would be an ideal time to do what you're talking about.
Let's get Jamie in here. Jamie, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Fellas, quickly hit me up with the schedule this weekend.
What do you mean? We got
Saturday,
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, first pitch, ESPN2.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock, first pitch.
Yeah.
We went two in a row. We're done and off to the World Series at Omaha.
That is correct.
Yeah, they're relaxing Sunday night if they win Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
So we play Saturday night and then first pitch Sunday afternoon. Does anybody know?
It depends on what goes on in the rest of them. 12 or 3, correct, Rick?
That is correct.
And then Mondays, I think, 4 or 7 if needed.
So forgive me, guys. We don't have a lot of experience in these super regionals. How many squads are there? I thought it was just Tennessee and LSU.
So at the Knoxville super regional, it will just be Tennessee and LSU. You got 16 teams at 8 locations, each doing a little best of 3 game series.
Got it. Oh, I see. You're saying Bear TV, I guess, for other super regionals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Rick. How do you think that what gives you the idea that Danny White will make it here as opposed to not making it here?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I think that there's no real evidence that I have behind it besides just some of the track records, obviously, at UCF and other places. I just think there's potential here. I don't think that necessarily maybe it should be too hard to get some of these things done when you do have great donors, you do have a great community to work with, you do have great fans to work with. When these programs get rolling, you've seen it here with baseball this quickly, this fan base is desperate and dying for something to really latch onto. Yeah, I can't act like I know all the inner workings of it, but I just feel like there is so much opportunity and potential on the table that I think that it should be feasible for someone to be successful here.
Well, I can't disagree with anything you just said, but a lot of times we've seen in the past is we got guys who get in the way of themselves, and you know, it's not like we've even had a major sports, you know, we haven't had a, you know, basketball or football take off in the time that he's been hired, but he's already stepped on his own, you know what, a couple of times, and then today again, you know, I don't understand. It's like he left Folky on the floor in the SEC tournament.
So here's something, and I'm trying to be measured.
Sure.
I know we had some fun with Danny No-Nugs and all that stuff, but overall, mm-hmm. it's really about football, and if he can avoid any sort
it
of
is.
Like personal scandal, if he fixes football, he'll be okay. If he doesn't, he'll get fired.
Right.
Like that's the deal. One thing I found
true.
Very interesting today, he did this press conference, this Zoom conference with the local media, and go watch mm-hmm. it. Right at the end, Trey Wallace, I believe, is the last question. Trey asked him, have you had conversations with donors specifically about Tony Vitello's salary and trying to get him extra money to keep him here? And he said, I've had lots of conversations with donors about Lindsey Nelson Stadium and getting it renovated.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, like completely ignoring the premise of Trey's question. And it wasn't, there was nothing confusing about it, right?
No.
He doesn't have anything to do with Jimmy Sexton. Only at Tennessee, and maybe it works out because he's got his football coach, and it sounds like Randy Boyd is handling the contract negotiations for Vitello with Sexton, and Danny White doesn't have to talk to him. But, Jamie, only at Tennessee Would we hire an athletics director that completely ignores and will not have anything to do with the most powerful man in college athletics?
Mm-hmm.
it's unbelievable.
Great point.
Kind of makes you wonder how much homework Plowman and Boyd did before they hired this buffoon. I mean, forget the other three times that he's left you scratching your head. That one right there is borderline egregious. It's it's hiring John Curry when Kansas State coaches are like, "What are you doing? This guy, you can't work for him."
Look, maybe it works out. I don't know. None of us know. What time will tell. But that is so bizarre that this dude, he literally just can't. He can't even talk. He can't even be in the same room. This dude is the most powerful guy in college athletics. He's the agent for like 80% of the coaches out there, including Tony Vitello. So you're just not going to you're not going to have anything to do with him? That's so weird to me.
Well, I'll say this. I know we're up against it. You know, Boyd, why are you paying Danny No-Nugs if you're going to have to negotiate contracts? And I'll tell you this, watching the interviews with Vitello, man, it's kind of like with Bruce Pearl. You know, he's loving this right now, man. He's getting emotional, running up into the net, hauling with the fans. You know, money's one thing, but, man, he is absolutely enjoying it here. If our athletic director doesn't get in the way and Boyd handles business, there's no way he's going anywhere. I've already heard from other sources where, the big-time guys over there are ready to write the check. It sure is nice to be good at something, and I'll get out of here. Y'all answer this on the way out. We deserve to win this Super Regional, man. Tennessee fans have been so starved for something. We deserve to handle the business, get out of our Super, and get into Omaha. Just get into Omaha for me, man, just to get in there would be so cool. But should we keep our cups securely fastened? I mean, I don't want to live in fears.
What are you asking?
Hey, I'm just living I'm living the Tennessee Vol fan life the last
securely
10 years.
Securely fastened. Thank you, Jamie. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Wrapping up Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Overtime Boys getting set to take over from 6 until 8 right here on Fan Run Radio. Christopher Gabriel's on the show tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh,
along
you're
with,
kidding. Let's go.
Hurricane Gabriel rolling here, and then we will have the mother of all basketball. How do you say it? Basketball recruiting information.
Oh, yes.
Andre Whitehead will be joining us tomorrow as well in the 5 o'clock hour.
Another doozy coming your way tomorrow here on Fan Run. It's working a call from Roger. Good afternoon, Roger. Yeah.
Hey guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
Fantastic. Hey, Raj, doing well.
Good talk to y'all. Russ, I was just curious about that. I just want to ask you if you can answer or not. I know it's has gone, but I was just curious the players he left. That's why I was just curious. How many? I lost count of track on them. Do you know how many? I know a lot of people that have transferred. For players, but I want to ask you, you know how many foreign players, you know how many is still here for his players that he left behind? It's behind or here still, you know how many?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit, right. Because we're going to have about 85 guys on scholarship, and, 25 of those players or so are going to be new. So you've still got around 50 guys who will be left over from the Pruitt era. So I mean, and some of those guys are going to stick around for a while. So it's not as if all those dudes are just gone immediately.
Okay, and also about I just want to ask you. So how many of them are 50 of them? How many would you this year? How many of them would you want? I know you can't do. I can't do all 50, but how many would you be happy if he Ford Reverend this year? How many would you be happy with him Ford Reverend player this year? How many would you be happy with this year, Russ?
All of them.
Rog, we're gonna need every bit of help that we can get. We lost. We're number one. I saw the graphic this morning on Twitter. Somebody put out an article or numbers about the transfer portal, and there's Tennessee right at the top, 25.
Well, you always want to caution against, you know, people say, oh, we got to get Butch's players out. Oh, we got to get Pruitt's players out. Pruitt's best players were Butch's players. You talk about Juwan Jennings and guys like that.
Yeah.
So you want to keep guys around. And I don't hold anybody who wants to come here at any time, wanted to be in Knoxville, wanted to go to UT, wants to be a part of our program. I hope it works out for them. I wish a lot of the guys who have transferred would have stayed. The outlook would be a lot different if Eric Gray, Wanya Morris, Henry To'o, Keyshawn Lawrence,
Lawrence
were still on this team. So, hey, man, it's water under the bridge at this point. We'll talk more football. Hey, Raj's eyes on football, man.
King football.
He's still got his eyes on the prize.
It is 24-7.
All right, Rick, thank you. Thank you, Bear.
Cheers.
Thank you, Matt Huckabaugh. We got overtime headed your way next. We'll do it again tomorrow. Right here on Fan Run Radio.